local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. A rainy Monday in store. Dr. Bill will give us the details. He'll also check in on a tropical update at 7:35. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear again. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope and Daphne and Spanish Fort looks good. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, again, just regular backups near the school zones. Again, watch your speed, 15 miles an hour in those areas. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger radio program.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. New sexual misconduct accusations rocking the Kavanaugh nomination. We'll talk about that. One of our three big things this morning on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Speaking of which, Senator Jones awaits the Ford testimony coming up on Thursday to make up his mind on Kavanaugh. And the United States and China hike tariffs as trade war intensifies. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a couple minutes. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening this morning, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is scheduled to give remarks at the Justice Department's National Public Safety Partnership Symposium in Hoover. The AG is scheduled to speak at 8:30 a.m. this morning, along with other Justice Department officials. The National Public Safety Partnership was created in response to President Donald Trump's executive order on a task force on crime reduction and public safety. It focuses on the role of the U.S. Department of Justice when fighting violent crime, and it's a partnership which, quote, provides an innovative framework for DOJ to enhance its support of state, tribal, and local law enforcement officers and prosecutors in the investigation, prosecution, and deterrence of violent crime. A fatal motorcycle accident has claimed the life of an Irvington man. It happened Friday night. Alabama State Troopers responded to Old Pascagoula Road around 8 p.m. The preliminary ALEA investigation has revealed that Randall Glenn Wade was traveling eastbound on his motorcycle when he hit a Freightliner tractor trailer as it turned onto the roadway. Mr. Wade was 44 years old and was pronounced dead at the scene. As for the driver of the Freightliner, they were not injured. At this hour, state troopers continue to investigate. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 or Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Walmart on the Interstate 65 service road. It happened last night at about 9:30. News 5 was there when police took one person into custody. We have not yet confirmed who that person is or what they're charged with. Two teenagers and their father were killed in a house fire in 8 Mile Sunday morning. The two teenage girls were students at Blount High School. 15-year-old Nariah Hughes was a cheerleader, and 17-year-old Menorah Smith was a senior.
Some sweet and nice girls. She had raised them right, and they were so smart. They were some close sisters, so it's like really hard.
Three other people were able to escape that fire. The cause is unknown. For the first time, students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul School will be under one roof. A fire in December of last year injured two young children, a teenager, and two adults. Since the fire, the school has been rebuilding to consolidate into one campus. Mobile Fire Rescue says the fire was caused when a flammable gas ignited. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
All right, 712 FM Talk, 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And today, I guess, day one of the latest round of back and forth between the United States and China as the tariffs are levied on Chinese products. Today, here's John Loring from Westwood One.
The Trump administration's new tariffs on China are in effect. 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products.
Tariffs have really had a positive impact. Number one, our country's taking in a lot of money. Number two, we're creating jobs like never before.
China says it'll strike back with new taxes on American items like auto parts, meat, and clothing. Chinese film director Li Guangbo is against this trade battle.
I think it's wrong. It's only about politics.
I'm John Lawrence.
712 FM Talk 106.5. One of the things we'll talk about today, it's going to who does it hit harder, American consumers or Chinese consumers? I know that things like LNG, liquefied natural gas, and some agricultural exports are going to be very expensive for the Chinese. But there's a whole bunch of things that we buy in stores that are cheap products now that will increase for American consumers.
An interesting story I read last week: the founder of Alibaba, basically mm-hmm. the Jeff Bezos of China, Jack Ma, he said he believes this trade war could last 20 years. He said he believes it'll last way past the Trump administration, whether that's a 4 year or 8 years in office for President Trump. He feels like this trade war will last a long time.
All right, 10% tariff, increasing the price, obviously. 5,745 items on the Trump administration's list, just under $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. And there's a big list of things. I mean, it could be auto parts, circuit boards, furniture, all those kind of things. We'll talk about it in depth coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:14, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and Edward Jones.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football's up to number 9 in this week's coaches poll. With homecoming coming up, Gus Malzahn told Andy Burcham on the Regions Bank postgame show that it's one game at a time.
You can't look ahead. I mean, there's a lot of big games and all that, but we're thinking about Southern Miss after this one. It's pretty easy to see right now. You know, offensively, we need to run the football better, and that'll be continue to be our goal moving forward.
Saturday's homecoming affair kicks just after 3 p.m. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Special teams played a big role in Auburn's 31-point win over Arkansas, including the first kickoff return touchdown since 2013.
Gone! Touchdown, Auburn! 96 yards for Noah Ikpenagadi!
It's something we were working on all week. Coach really put an emphasis on that. He came up to me right before halftime and was like, you going to score. And I've been dreaming about it all week. It's crazy. We're just running down the sideline on our side. It's just crazy how it happened. And I opened up and I just took off and everything went well.
Igbinoghini added a pair of tackles from his cornerback spot in the game. He and the rest of the team has today off before prep resumes for Southern Miss tomorrow. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Carla Stewart, your Spanish Fort Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Or me, Keith Woodham, your West Mobile Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
War Eagle, everybody.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
718 FM Talk 106.5, Head Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Hey, baby, this afternoon, this evening, treat yourself to a trip to the original Oyster House. Both locations are fantastic, but I'll tell you, the Causeway location, home of $6.99 apps and dollar-off drafts every Monday through Friday at the original Oyster House from 5 to 7 p.m., Causeway location only, which is my location, which is good. Mm-hmm. Fishing's picking up on the Causeway, so you can fish and then stop in for lunch or dinner at the original Oyster House.
That's what's so awesome about on the Causeway. You can just pull a boat up, right?
That's right, and tie up and go on inside. But once again, every Monday through, whether you come by water or by land, every Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., it is $6.99 apps and dollar-off drafts at the Causeway location, plus they have live music throughout the week as well. Details online, front page of originaloysterhouse.com. 718 and time to check the ride in. Here's Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound near Navco Road, they've got an accident off to the inside median. Also, I-10 westbound between DIP and 65, another accident off to the side of the road. Moffitt and Blackwell Nursery Road, another accident. That's going to be without injury, so be careful in those areas. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy coming up Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
At 720, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, online at fmtalk1065.com, also facebook.com/fmtalk1065, on Twitter, find us at fmtalk1065. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as an inmate has been stabbed to death at a state prison. Stabbing occurred late last week, but we are now getting even more information. According to the Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton, that stabbing occurred at the St. Clair Correctional Facility in Springville. It happened Thursday night. 33-year-old Rogarius Bray was fatally stabbed during a fight with another inmate in the housing area. He was transported to a local hospital, but that's where he later died. 42-year-old Brandy Harris has been charged with first-degree murder. Six inmates have been fatally stabbed in state prisons this year, and three of those stabbings happening at St. Clair. A health alert is in effect as even more West Nile virus numbers are being confirmed as more people have been diagnosed right here in Mobile. The health department is reminding you that if you participate in outside activities, to keep mosquito repellent very close, and that mosquito activity peaks at dusk and dawn. And the best ways to prevent bites are to wear long pants and shirts, use repellent, and avoid standing water. Humans with a virus or other mosquito-borne diseases often have symptoms of high fever, severe headache, nausea, stiff neck, confusion, muscle weakness, paralysis, disorientation, and seizures. And in rare cases, the West Nile virus can cause coma or death. Now, the risk of encephalitis is being spread by mosquitoes is highest from August through the first freeze in the fall. Dr. Bernard H. Eichel II is the health officer for Mobile County and says, quote, the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Don't let your guard down. And listen to this. There are no virus vaccines for humans. To report a mosquito issue here in Mobile County, call 251-690-8124. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Whether you come home to a crowded city street or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities. Learn more at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and radar right now. Thunderstorms bounce around a couple different areas, Baldwin County and Mobile County. More of that on the way today and details on that forecast with Dr. Bill coming your way in about 10 minutes, plus a look at the tropics. 73 now at our studios, online at FMTalk1065.com, where you can check out three big things, top stories of the day. Number one, new sexual misconduct accusation rocks a Kavanaugh nomination. Then Senator Jones waits for Ford testimony to make up his mind on Kavanaugh. And number three on the list, United States and China hike tariffs as the trade row intensifies. Those stories, a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Let me put this one in the mix, too. It is sentencing today for Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby to be sentenced today for sexual assault conviction. A sentencing hearing begins today for Bill Cosby in Norristown, Pennsylvania. A jury convicted the comedian in April of three counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and molesting Andrea Constand, a former Temple University employee, in 2004. Now, the judge has set aside 2 days for the proceeding, expected to include victim impact statements. Cosby faces up to 30 years in prison, but lawyers for the 81-year-old legally blind former comedian are expected to stress his age, health problems, and philanthropy to the judge. Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill recently denied a defense motion to step down from the sex assault case because of what Cosby's team had called a long-ago grudge with a pretrial witness. Now, they're saying that while, you know, these corroborating, these issues here, his age and all that, you know, he's facing 30 years, he won't be sentenced to 30 years in prison. The experts I heard over the weekend said he will go to jail, he will go to prison.
And that could be as early as tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That he could be
Bill
sitting
Cosby,
in a jail cell.
Bill Cosby, America's dad, Bill Cosby, Cosby Show, goes to prison.
That's unbelievable. No one would have guessed that 30 years ago.
No, 10 years ago, right? I mean, it's wild to think about that, but that's the scenario up in Pennsylvania today.
And with it being a two-day trial with 2 days of hearings, many of his accusers, not just the one you mentioned earlier, but many of the accusers are expected to be on the stand speaking about their stories of what they have to say that Bill Cosby allegedly did to them. And then Cosby will be given the right to get up there and speak, say his words. It's unclear right now whether he will, though.
All right. 726 FM Talk 1065. When more information comes out on that, we will pass along. Then I saw this. Maybe this is an excuse for adding on the extra pounds here. Maybe it's the fact we just eat more. We take in more calories than we burn, but it's not your fault. That's what we're always looking for, is a story that says it's not your fault. The story here from the folks at the New York Post said 4 out of 5 people gain, quote, love weight, end quote, when they get into a serious relationship, according to a new survey. Here's the top reasons. They say the best part about a relationship is you can finally stop watching what you eat so carefully and going to the gym. In other words, that's translated into you can let yourself go.
Yeah.
According to the survey, approximately 4 out of 5 people, quote, gain love weight when they get in a serious relationship. Top 8 reasons. See if you agree with it. Number 1 here, eating out more.
Yep. Okay. 100% agree.
But I mean, that would go on in dating, but I guess when you're dating, you try not to pig out on the items, you know. But when you're married, you just, I'll take the nachos and then for an appetizer, and then I'll get the entree.
And then you just you can reach over the table, too. Once it's serious.
You're not going to eat that? I'll eat that.
I'll go ahead and take that off your plate.
Number 2, adopting a less active lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Number 3, staying home to eat and drink. Well, how can it be eating out more and then staying home more?
That's easy. Delivery apps, Sean.
Right, that's true.
You can eat out inside.
Yeah, staying home to eat and drink. Number 4, exercising less to spend more time together.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's it. Number 5, trying new foods and restaurants as a couple. Starting a family. I don't know exactly how. I mean, I know how once the family started, how that makes you gain weight and get gray hairs, but starting a family. Number 7, less motivation to keep up your physique.
Okay.
Let me go back to letting yourself go.
Yeah, that seems like the number 1 reason.
And then this one, I guess this is a New York thing versus a Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama thing. Take more Ubers or taxis together instead of walking places.
Yeah, I never walked many places to begin with.
Yeah, so I mean, the love weight.
My big one was, you know, having someone that can cook and is good at cooking, and there's always food around. See, when I was a bachelor I was in college,
preach.
I ate unhealthily, but I ate very sparingly, unhealthily.
Because there was only the food. Guys have a system, and maybe ladies do to some degree, but when they're single, guys have a system. We just have the food on hand that we need to survive that moment.
Right.
Like, and then we'll get more food when we're hungry for the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea of having a whole bunch of things prepared and easy. Yeah.
I'm still not used to having a full refrigerator, and it's been years now.
It's strange.
Yeah.
I got to agree. Even all these years later, it's strange. 728 FM Talk 1065. Dr. Bill's got our forecast and look at the tropics coming up. Check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's junior senator weighs in on the coming Brett Kavanaugh hearing. Doug Jones was in Mobile over the weekend promoting legislation designed to help historically black colleges and universities. Jones says he's trying to keep an open mind on Kavanaugh and argues the GOP is rushing the nomination.
We have to encourage women to come forward, and we also have to encourage a culture where young men just can't do this.
He says he's ready to hear what Dr. Christine Blasey Ford has to say. A Florida man is going to prison for 20 years for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes. A Pensacola jury convicted 48-year-old Robert Spellman of burglary and grand theft. Spellman had 14 felony and misdemeanor convictions prior to the cigarette theft that earned him the lengthy prison sentence. In central Alabama, police are investigating after a 5-month-old boy died inside a Tarrant home. We're told officers responded to the house and found an unresponsive child. Paramedics performed CPR but could not revive the child. Jefferson County investigators say the child's father placed him in a bathtub and then left the room. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Several world leaders telling reporters they expect another round of confrontation with President Trump today as they all gather in New York for the UN's new session. Trump is threatening sanctions against any nation that buys oil from Iran. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying a new allegation of sexual misconduct. New Yorker magazine reports Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself at a drunken party during his student years at Yale. Abby Phillip reports the White House is backing Kavanaugh.
The White House throwing their full support behind President Trump's nominee, saying this 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man.
In Florida, an apparent murder-suicide involving a Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy, investigators say he shot his wife to death at their home overnight before shooting and killing himself. Wall Street stock futures tumbling after the U.S. and China exchange new tariffs on each other's products. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Digital publisher Vox Media is expected to miss its revenue goal for this year by more than 15%, adding to the list of new media companies struggling to live up to lofty growth expectations. The Wall Street Journal says the company, which owns websites including Vox, The Verge, and SB Nation, had been targeting revenue of about $200 million in 2018, which would have translated into about 25% growth over last year. Instead, the company will be struggling to achieve double-digit percentage revenue growth. German luxury car maker Porsche will no longer offer diesel versions of its cars, becoming the first German automaker to drop the engines in the wake of the emissions cheating scandal. The Volkswagen unit's decision highlights a growing trend among premium auto manufacturers to focus resources instead on plug-in hybrid and full battery electric vehicles. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $71.95 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Embrace your personal style with deals on top flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Sale. Get a rich and classic look with new gilded reserve chestnut and more Bellawood engineered hardwood floors all on sale. 10 to 15% off. Or get new Icelandic oak laminate. It's 23% off. Save up to 34% on waterproof floors. Get more from 39 cents plus special financing and professional installation nationwide. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, the ramp northbound 65, the eastbound Government Street. Have got an accident with injuries. Going to be tying up traffic westbound I-10 between DIP and 65. Also have got another accident on Highway 98 to Moffitt area on Blackwell Nursery Road. That's an accident without injuries. And watch for the school buses on the way in this morning. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Showers are popping up all through Mobile and Baldwin counties already this morning.
Yeah, that's going to be the pattern today with upper air low-pressure trough over us and frontal system stalled out over northern Mississippi and the combination of all this means scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today. We'll have some sunshine off and on and very humid. And the high today will be in the 80s, but it'll be the upper 80s, around 87, 88 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity tapers off a bit, but still some scattered showers tonight. Low will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, We'll call it mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. High will be in the upper 80s again. And for the rest of the week, for Wednesday and Thursday, numerous showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures in the upper 80s. Again, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms on Friday with upper 80s. And then over the weekend, more sunshine and fewer thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. And the high temperatures for Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. But we don't see any real dry air coming in, at least through the weekend, perhaps next week. We may finally see a cold front swing through our area.
Yeah, I know it varies from year to year, but I mean, it usually by the beginning of October, we do get a little dry front, don't we?
Usually do. But there is a big cold air mass over Western Canada that's trying to slide down into the country. And if that were ever to reach us, it would probably be next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Yeah, we got a couple of named storms right now. There's a tropical depression, Kirk, which is in the Atlantic, west of the African continent, and it is headed toward the Caribbean. It looks like it will become a tropical storm. Actually, it was for a while, and it looks like it will regain a little bit of strength. But once it gets into the Caribbean, it's going to run into trouble there because of winds aloft are rather unfavorable. Now there is a tropical storm, Leslie, which is out over the east central Atlantic. I don't expect any problems with that particular storm, and it's just going to kind of loop around out there for a number of days. And also, there's a disturbance over the east of Florida, but we don't expect any development with that.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. And your tropical weather update, all hurricane season long. Yeah, highs just in the 80s today because of the rain showers in the mix. 74 now at our studios. Coming up, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we explore the changing world of banking in a time of Venmo, PayPal, and extraordinary regulation post-2008 recession. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Bibb Lamar is the president and CEO of Service First Bank's Mobile Area Operations. Alex Arendall is the senior vice president of commercial lending for the Mobile Area. To remain relevant to changing customers, their banking model has had to change to become much more nimble and creative, and Service First seems to have the key. The size of Service First deposits would suggest 100 more branches than they actually have. How are they doing so much more with so much less? What's the winning model? For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Make plans now to join the Alabama Coastal Foundation for a special Cocktails for the Coast event at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear to honor ACF's 25th anniversary. The event is Thursday, November 8th from 4:30 to 6:30 to take advantage of the beautiful sunset. Sponsors are still being sought for this session. The Council provides positive environmental leadership to improve and protect our coastal environment. Buy your tickets now at joinacf.org.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Thunderstorms in Mobile and Baldwin County will be with us throughout the day, says Dr. Bill. High today in the 80s, right now 74. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The city, the county, the state, and even the nation all celebrating the latest christening of our newest LCS. Austell USA hosted the christening of the Littoral Combat Ship 22. the USS Kansas City at its manufacturing facility on Saturday. The ship is the 17th Independence-class LCS the company has under contract with the U.S. Navy. The press release describes the LCS as high-speed, shallow-draft, focused mission surface combatant designed to conduct surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, and mine countermeasures missions in the littoral region. The LCS can support modular weapons, sensor systems, and a variety of manned and unmanned vehicles to capture and sustain littoral maritime supremacy. The ship's sponsor is Tracy Davidson, wife of Admiral Philip S. Davidson, Commander, United States Indo-Pacific Command. Tracy is a Missouri native and attended Southern Methodist University. Just last week, also USA received Navy contracts for two more LCS ships, which is a significant extension to the shipyard's most robust program. The NRA finding itself in the red this morning for the second year in a row. These numbers obtained by Open Secrets and reported by The Hill found that the NRA spent at least $54.4 million supporting President Donald Trump and other Republicans in the 2016 races. And that year, they ended it with a deficit of $14.8 million. By the end of 2017, the NRA had a total deficit of $31.8 million. The group's spending after 2016 dropped by $76 million. With revenues of $56 million. Election spending in 2018 has dropped to $2.7 million compared to $19.2 million in 2016. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
743 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk inventory. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, we got a great inventory. We got more on the way, so we're going to have a great week.
Yeah, you talk about that, too, when you get more on the way. That means y'all are on the road finding the cream of the crop of pre-driven vehicles.
Absolutely. We had two dropped off over the weekend, drivers, so we'll start with that.
And if somebody has got their eyes set on a certain kind of car or truck or SUV, it's good to get with you beforehand because you can do a little headhunting for us.
Absolutely. We can do it right here on site. They can come in, and we prefer that they come in, sit down. We can put them on a big screen TV. We can look at all the different options and models, mileage, just equipment, so we can do it all.
And I know what you can do also is show us options in financing.
Absolutely. We've got great lenders. We keep picking up new lenders periodically. So we've got something for just about everybody.
All right, give us directions to come check out that inventory or sit down and talk about that car of our dreams.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Check in with News 5 for headlines next.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Police are investigating a shooting at the Walmart on the Interstate 65 service road. It happened last night at about 9:30. News 5 was there when police took one person into custody. We have not yet confirmed who that person is or what they're charged with. Two teenagers and their father were killed in a house fire in 8 Mile Sunday morning. The two teenage girls were students at Blount High School. 15-year-old Nariah Hughes was a cheerleader and 17-year-old Menorah Smith was a senior.
Some sweet and nice girls. She had raised them right and they were
was so smart. They were some close sisters, so it's like really hard.
Three other people were able to escape that fire. The cause is unknown. For the first time, students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul School will be under one roof. A fire in December of last year injured two young children, a teenager, and two adults. Since the fire, the school has been rebuilding to consolidate into one campus. Mobile Fire Rescue says the fire was caused when a flammable gas ignited. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Following week four of the college football season, the Associated Press Top 25 was released on Sunday. Alabama got all but one of the 61 first-place votes, and they're again at the top of the poll after defeating Texas A&M 45-23. The top four stayed steady, with Georgia ranked second, Clemson third, and Ohio State fourth. LSU moved past the Oklahoma Sooners to number five in the rankings. The Sooners fell to number six after needing overtime to get past Army on Saturday. Stanford is seventh, Notre Dame eighth, Penn State jumped Auburn to number nine, and the Tigers are ranked 10th after beating Arkansas 34-3. Kentucky ranked in the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2007. They came in at number 17 this week. That's after knocking off previously ranked number 15 Mississippi State 28-7 to improve the Wildcats' record to 4-0. Mississippi State held on in the top 25. They moved down nine spots to number 23. In the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge on ESPN.com, right now two players in the lead, Kevin 64-17 and JT Dungan, tied for 174 points. Right behind them, 1 point behind, Pick'em Professor and Track Free.
Right, who have been up there for quite a while at the top of the rankings.
That's right. But we're at the quarter turn right now, about 4 weeks through the 13-week season. Mm-hmm. Sean, plenty of time for you and I to get back into the game.
Hey, man, I feel good about the fact I'm back in the top 100.
Yeah, you had a good week. I picked a bunch of upsets.
98.
And I'm 91st, so we have a long way to go.
It's a rebuilding week for me. It's coming back.
That's right. Well, it finally happened again after a long, long wait. Sunday, Tiger Woods won the 2018 Tour Championship for his first PGA Tour victory since 2013. The 14-time major winner closed out a two-stroke victory by shooting a 71 in the fourth round at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta. Woods finished the tournament 11 strokes under par, ahead of Billy Horschel in second place.
Certainly up there with, well, obviously all the major championships I've won, players, World Golf Championships. But this is under different circumstances.
You could tell Woods was getting very emotional in the post-round interview, and the crowds were insane. There's video out there on social media.
You showed me that video. I mean, it was like the running of the bulls or something. I mean, just mobs of fans.
Unbelievable. Vintage Tiger Woods performance this weekend. The victory also moved Woods from 20th to second place in the final FedEx Cup standings. Justin Rose took home the top $10 million prize with his tie for fourth place. In the NFL, it was an upset special Sunday. The Buffalo Bills pulled off a major upset win over the Minnesota Vikings 27-6. The Bills were 17-point underdogs, but got the win behind rookie quarterback Josh Allen, who had 235 total yards and three touchdowns. Last night, the Detroit Lions got their first win of the season, knocking off the New England Patriots 26-10. Patriots' record now stands at 1-2. The Tennessee Titans were 10-point underdogs to Jacksonville, but they beat the Jaguars on the road 9-6. And there were also records broken on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw his 13th touchdown pass this season in a 38-27 win over San Francisco. That's the most ever by an NFL player in the first three games of the season. And New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees had another outstanding day as the Saints rallied to beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-37 in overtime. Brees threw for 396 yards and three touchdowns, while also adding two more rushing touchdowns. Brees also became the NFL's career leader in completed passes on Sunday. In the second quarter, Brees broke the record of 6,300 career completions that was set by Hall of Famer Brett Favre.
In baseball over the weekend, the Atlanta Braves swept division rival Philadelphia 4-0, and in the process clinched the National League East Division for the first time since 2013. And in NASCAR on Saturday night, Kyle Busch held off Kevin Harvick to win at Richmond Raceway and advance to the second round of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident. Ramp northbound 65, the eastbound government off to the side of the road. Westbound I-10 between DIP and 65. And again, state troopers there, 98 and Blackwell Nursery Road. That's going to be an accident without injuries. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. As you heard Dr. Bill say, thunderstorms part of the mix for today and really the bulk of this week. Getting showers in Mobile and Baldwin counties right now. Temperature at 74 at our studios, 76 at Dolphin Island, 74 in Orange Beach. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a pet and you use medication to keep the ticks and fleas down, listen to this. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning that common pet and tick medication can cause serious neurological problems in our animals. So this alert includes medicines which may sound very familiar to you, like Nexgard, Simparica, Credilio, and Bravecto. Most of these medications are sold as flavored chews. So here's the issue. They say that some of these animals receiving these medications have experienced adverse effects like muscle tremors and seizures. The FDA says they are working with manufacturers to include new labels with information which would add additional warnings, but they also advise you to keep a very close eye on your pet when it comes to adverse reactions and to report any and all incidents to the manufacturers of the medicine in which you are using. Attention, young men, men of age, all men. If your dream has been to work at Publix, well, guess what? You don't have to shave off your beard to have that opportunity. On Friday, Publix announced that they're changing their policy to allow their workers to grow beards and other facial hair. The company says they've been testing the policy change in select markets, but September the 29th, the new policy will take effect. Publix had previously only allowed mustaches, but you may recall back in March, a group of employees launched a petition on coworker.org calling on the company to change its no beard policy. That petition garnered more than 20,000 signatures. Publix operates nearly 1,200 stores in seven states, including Alabama. Spokesperson for the company says that this policy will allow male associates to grow facial hair as long as they keep, quote, a neat, clean, and professional appearance. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. That second accuser, Deborah Ramirez of Judge Kavanaugh. We'll get into the story, although the claims have been denied by like five people. You have one person says yes, and we'll get into this coming up next hour. I do want to give you this story here. If you've got frequent flyer miles, you better check up on them. I didn't even think about the chance of having those hacked. Now, people think about their credit cards data being stolen or their identity being stolen, people racking up money, you know, on them. Well, what about losing your frequent flyer miles? People at Comparatech said internet thieves are stealing airline miles and selling them on the dark web. Somewhere out on the dark web, your Delta Sky Miles or whatever could be for sale.
Nothing is sacred anymore.
Using phishing scams, hackers are gaining access to airline loyalty accounts and draining them of their points.
Oof.
Now, the thieves can either sell access to the account or transfer the points directly to another account. While the value of the miles varies from airline to airline, Comparatech estimates that the typical airline point is worth about 2 cents on the dark web. Prices for miles on the dark web is far below that. Comparatech found that sales of 100,000 British airline miles was $124. Okay, so 100,000 British Airways miles equals $124 in the black market. 100,000 Emirates Skywards points is worth about $520 at current Bitcoin exchange rates. Delta and British Airways are among the most commonly found miles for sale on the dark web. And no, they're not. Going to book a plane ticket because you got to use ID and all that for that. They're going to use it to trade in for whatever it is, gift cards, okay, and those kind of things. You know how they will offer you for your miles, like, hey, you can exchange them at some horrible rate here.
Yeah,
but you can get a subscription to, you know, the Road and Track magazine, yeah, and a gift card.
Anytime I've had the option to get cash back, and they also offer you, you know, like you said, you can get a set of golf balls for Titleist.
Yes.
No, just give me the cash. I'll take the cash.
Well, in order to protect your own miles against theft, Comparatech recommends you shred your boarding passes after each flight, avoid putting your frequent flyer number on your baggage tags, and not to use public Wi-Fi connection to access your airline account. To add in an extra layer of security to your accounts, use a unique password for each of your loyalty programs. So they're coming after your airline miles, too. How about that? 7:58. We'll be right back.